on Pop 107 W High RX.
All right, welcome to it, hey, man. 736, Brock Hunter, Pop 107 W High RX, celebrating 420 the only way we know how, and that is by just smoking up the studio and getting red-eyed.
There you go, kid. You know why? Because COVID ruined it last year.
Yeah.
COVID.
It did. It messed up real good. So we're celebrating extra hard on 420 this year on Pop 107 W IRX. With that said, it is time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door. You've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite right here, Southwest Michigan. And what better way to celebrate 420 than to talk about every stoner's favorite topic other than aliens, which is your favorite munchie. Stoned or not, we all got munchies, man. We all enjoy
your favorite munchies.
Yeah.
Which is weird. THC makes you really hungry for some reasons.
Something about it,
you know?
Something about it.
I got an answer here for you for that.
Why we get hungry when we smoke?
Let me read you something here real quick.
Okay.
One of the most well-known side effects of smoking weed is experience a sudden, persistent urge to stuff your face, right? Unsatisfiable appetite is frequently made fun of in movies and is cause of worry for pot smokers trying to stay fit and healthy. Well, your feeling is just not in your head, Brock. Listen to this. Research has shown that THC, the chemical compound in marijuana that makes you feel high, interacts in certain areas in the brain associated with taste and smell. This is why nearly everything tastes amazing when you're baked. THC also triggers a hormone in the stomach called ghrelin, which regulates appetite. Although these are normal bodily processes, Brock, smoking weed intensifies and sharpens these effects. THC literally makes our brain think our body is starving, triggering an increasing appetite.
I remember, we'll get to our munchies here, but dude, I remember the first time I drew, and I think there's something in your brain too when you're younger. You amplify what it is, that munchy feeling. And we snuck away from school again. Mom and Dad, if you're listening, I apologize. I was a young man making those choices.
Now, you know what? You punish them. You make up for that lost punishment. That's what you do.
I'm going to go home and get spanked when I get home next time I'm visiting.
But a spoon.
Some older kids were like, hey, Brock, we're going to go smoke. You want to come with them? I'm like, yeah, man, let's go smoke, man. So we do.
It was
the first time it actually hit me, because I wasn't one of those ones that got high the first time you did it, all right? So this hit me, dude. I freaked the F out. We went to a gas, and I'll remember this till the day I did. Dude, to my knees. But we stopped by a Senex gas station in my hometown. Dude, I'm not kidding you. I got like $25 worth of food at this gas station. Candy bars, Funyuns. I was basically like the guys in Half Baked when they do that run. Pizza, popcorn, licorice,
that,
sunflower seeds, zigzag. You know, so I did. And then I went over to my friend's house, and I just sat on the recliner, and
The cashier knew.
It was the middle of the school day. My eyes were just bright red, and I had $25 worth of snack food. Yes, of course they knew. I'm pretty sure the cashier was stoned too. Anyways, but yeah, so then we went back
out
there.
Of his mind, should be in school.
They ended up just leaving me at his house because, like, all right, just stay here. Don't freak out, man. We'll be back and get you later after school, because they all went back to school.
So they ditched you?
Yeah, I couldn't go back to school. No, man, I was terrified.
Yeah.
But
you're a bad
anyway,
kid, you know.
Shut up. No, I what? Breaking the law. Favorite munchie, I would have to say, is probably for me a Charleston Chew.
A Charleston Chew?
I'm going to bust that out, man, because here's the thing.
All the munchies, all right, explain yourself.
You got to really work it in the mouth. So you just get this long, just explosion
drawn
of
out.
Chocolatey, nougaty, vanilla-y flavor. Sometimes you have the strawberry one in there. And it's just, you're almost like a cow ruminating, right? You're just sitting there.
Charleston Chew?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great munchie.
You're the worst pot smoker ever.
Shut up. That's a great munchie.
I don't even know what a Charleston Chew is. I gotta look this up.
You're an idiot. You know what a Charleston Chew is. You just smoke too many pots. That's the problem.
No.
All right.
Chew.
Oh, great. Weed one. What's your favorite munchie?
Dude, oh my God. That's what they come in a box of like 30 because
exactly.
It's terrible and nobody likes
exactly.
them. Exactly. God.
What's Charleston your favorite munchie? Come on. Come on.
Dude,
blow
that's an
my
easy
mind.
One. I got the best answer.
All right.
Yeah, Puppy Chow. That is the number Ooh. One pot-smoking best munchie in the world.
I don't like saying this a lot, but you're right. That's
Puppy
that's,
Chow.
That's a really
I
good
am right.
One. That is a really good
100%. Ah. Top it. Count
Dude,
it.
Even when I'm not stoned, you can plow through some Puppy Chow, man.
Seriously, though.
Yeah, that's
it
a good answer.
It is so good.
That's a good
that's
answer.
It's a dangerous... You know what? It's powdered sugar, too. Man. It's dangerous. I got to be very careful. You know, can't have too much sugar, but, dude, that thing calls my name
yeah,
from across the room.
That's a good one. That's a good
Eat
answer.
Me.
And you get the salty, you get the sweet, you get the crunch yeah. in there, you get a little melty. Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call.
Peanut butter, chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Crunch. Oh,
nailed it.
So good.
Now, there's some stoners right now whose mouths are just... They're dry. Their cotton mouths just turned into wet mouth. Good oh, Puppy Chow. Honey, do you have any Puppy Chow in the house? Swear yeah. to God, if I don't eat any right now, I'm going to die. Great
You
answer.
Know, we should do an experiment. We should put a Charleston Chew on a table and then a bag of Puppy Chow. And see
it's
what-
a great candy. You know, I'm not going to say mine's bad. I'm just going to say yours is better. Yours is better. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it is better.
Of course you would know the better munchie, you dirty doper. We're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. It's 420. We're talking about munchies. What's your favorite munchie? We'll be back with more. WHIRX. Hold on. Hot 107 WHIRX. I got
it. What are you doing?
Are we on? There we go. Sorry.
What was that? What?
I forgot to take a song out and for us to come back in
oh
and start
my
talking.
God, you are stoned, aren't you? You don't even know what you're doing.
It's a contact high from the Bong Brothers, man.
Right.
I was sitting here horsing around, not getting anything done, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, no way, we got to talk again. So, anyway.
You know what, dude? Your mom would be so disappointed in you. Seriously.
You know what? Shut up. I told you off air that even as an adult, I hate being told I was a bad kid. Don't you do that. Don't you put that on me.
There is something about it. No, it wasn't.
I was a good kid. I did some dumb things every once in a while. Anyway, welcome to it, everybody. Your topic of the day here on the Plan B Morning Show on Pot 107 WHIRX, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. It's 420. We're celebrating, of course. What better way to celebrate 420 than to talk about your favorite munchie? All right, munchies, man. All right, who's doing a munchie run? Let's take a quick phone call. What is your favorite munchie of all time? WIRX, hello.
Hello. I would say the best munchie is anything I got in my hands.
What?
Anything that I can get my hands on is the best munchie.
At that point, everything tastes good, right?
Everything tastes good. Charles Jews are awesome. I don't care what he says.
Yes. Good. I got another guy on my
Frozen.
Team.
Frozen even.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go. Got to watch those fillings, though. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Yep.
Bye. See, Hunter, I told
you. This guy eat bricks, for God's sakes. A frozen Charleston Chew?
You
do. How long does it take to eat that?
You got to watch your caps on that, on a frozen Charleston Chew.
It is good. That's like a dog bone. That's like a human dog bone. You just chew on it for a month.
I'll give you a bone to chew on. Anyway, let's keep going here. What's your favorite munchie here on 420? We got some amazing answers on Facebook. And if anybody's looking for ideas for later on today, maybe after you fire one up. Yeah. Carrie said white cheddar popcorn and trolley worms.
Oh, is it trolley?
I don't know. It was something like that.
It's trolley, for God's
sake. Trolley, whatever. Together or separate? That's the question I need to ask. Like,
when you're stoned, it doesn't matter.
That's true. It all go in the same place. You just want
Dude,
that.
I'm telling you, when you're stoned, you can go from like gummies to like chocolate, then you can eat like a steak, have some celery in there. Throwing a banana. It's like your stomach is like, what is going on, dude?
The wings to go with the breasts. I don't know what you are, but I'm going to eat you too.
Yeah, just throw everything in there, you know?
Doug said anything on a tortilla chip. Very nice. Nicole said Parmesan garlic Pringles. I don't think I've ever had those. Those sound good, though.
Parmesan. you know, I haven't had, because there's like a 90 different Pringles now.
You know what?
I can't try them all.
Here's what I'm going to tell you right now. For anybody looking to partake today and you do want Pringles, buy the Pringles before you get high, because you're going to go to the store and you're gonna freak out because there's too many choices. There's too many choices.
Yeah, you need to go to that store sober,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's just better that way.
Sober.
Yeah.
You'll thank your wallet later.
Let's see. Eric said graham crackers and milk. What is this, the Great Depression, Eric? It's 2021.
Dude, it is good,
man.
Though.
It is good.
You got to have the cinnamon sugar graham crackers, though.
Yeah.
Those are the best. It is funny, the Great Depression.
Bobby said the best munchies are McDonald's and Swiss rolls. Yeah, you get the sweet and savory in there. You get the salty and the chocolatey. I don't mind that. I'm a little upset at Antoine's answer. He said almond Hershey Kisses.
Why are you upset at that?
Almond Hershey Kisses?
It's the only thing. I'm telling you, Brock, it's fantastic. It's the only thing that I will accept a nut.
So you know what? No. Now I'm angry with you because you sit there and hem and haw long about
it's
nuts
different.
And candy. And then here you are like, wait. There's one thing. There's one exception.
No. The one exception is almonds and chocolate. Like a bar or like a Hershey Kiss. That's the only. Not almonds and brownies, ice cream, nothing else. But I'm telling you.
You know what? You are so full of crap sometimes. I swear to God.
Have you tried one?
Of course I have. But I'm more mad at you because you've been so vehement. For five years, you've threatened old ladies about putting nuts into their brownies. And here you are like, wait. There is one exception. If you just take an almond and you cover it in chocolate.
Here's the thing. Grandma can't make the Hershey Kiss, though. She ain't making them.
You have threatened physical violence to old people about nuts and brownies.
I've choked a few old people out and put nuts in my brownies.
Why you do it, Grandma? I told you not to.
Go to sleep.
Let's see. Paige said the best munchie is peanut butter and jelly. Ooh, that is good. You got to have some milk with you, though. You got to have some milk. Chocolate milk with that, that usually helps because your mouth is so dry when you have that peanut butter in there.
Yeah. Oh, man. You got to have the milk for sure. So do you do this, too? And I never do it, but I should because it's good. My grandma used to do it. And she used to put just regular, a little bit of butter down, then peanut butter, then jelly.
I don't do just a little bit of butter. I have a thick coat of regular butter, salted butter.
It definitely changes the sandwich.
Dude,
it's delicious.
It's the best way to do it. It's the best way to do it. If no one has done that, you're high or you're not high enough. I don't know. I can't tell what it is. Let's see. Matt said the best munchies are donuts. Ooh. Yeah. When you're stoned, you can put down a baker's dozen. No problem. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
What do they call them? The twist or the bear claw? Dude, even just the Krispy Kreme.
I used to grab bear claws as a kid two at a time, and I get them lodged right in this region here. let's see. Andy said ice cream. Josh.
Yep.
I think we might need to check on Josh. He might have people in his basement. He said the best munchie is apple slices with sharp cheddar on top.
Apple slices with sharp cheddar on top. Yeah, hey, keep an eye on that guy. Keep an eye on him.
Like that, he almost ruined 420 with that comment. Josh, I love you, man. You comment all the time.
Sharp cheddar on apple slices? Have you ever tried caramel? Try that before you put that cheese on your apple.
Literally anything else on an apple instead of cheddar cheese?
Anybody want some cheese and apples? No? Anybody?
Really? Yeah. I thought this would be a big hit. No, it's not. It's not.
Apples don't go together, man. But maybe they do. Maybe I haven't been that high.
But apparently, Josh has been the highest out of anybody, and he's found the secret to life, which is apple slices with cheddar on them. Oh, man.
It's like the only two things you have left in your fridge. That's the only way that I'd put them together.
That's it. Like, oh, man, this is it.
God damn it.
I'm so hungry. All right, let's try it. Oh, my God, that's amazing. there's so many good ones. I mean, Mark said pizza rolls. Mike said raspberry zingers. Michelle said cereal. Yeah. There's a lot of great ones. I'm starving. I'm not even stoned yet, and I'm starving right now. All right.
Starving.
Let's take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Pot 107 W Higher X. We'll be back, but not with apples and sharp cheddar, for God's sake.
No, for God's sake.
More rock next.